disappointing day for Keegan Randall and her fans. The Anchorage skier failed to medal in the Olympic skate sprint in Sochi, an event many thought she would win. Randall missed advancing to the semifinals by a tiny margin, 0.05 seconds. She was gracious with the heartbreaking result, saying she was happy to be in the fight and gave it everything she had. Nathaniel Herz is covering the Olympics for FasterSkier.com and the Anchorage Daily News. He watched the race today and says in the quarterfinals, Randall was facing two of her toughest competitors.
I talked to Keegan's coach and he said that their plan was to have her lead into the corner after the downhill because it was a tight corner. It was kind of sloppy conditions and had the potential to be sort of a dangerous spot to be not in the lead, because if you're behind and the person in front of you crashes, you're going kind of too fast to be able to react. So she led through that corner, and then they sort of turned for after that corner, there's a straight stretch, and then they turned back into the home stretch. And on that first straight stretch, Keegan had been leading, but that essentially gave her opponents the ability to sort of sit behind and build up some momentum because they're not in the wind. And they sort of came around her heading into the home stretch and basically just left her behind there. It was super close, but I think there was this tactical move to be in the front. And then also it sounded like on the home stretch, she just didn't quite have enough energy for whatever reason, whether it was fitness or something else, to be able to keep up when it really mattered. And, her coach, Eric Flora, said, when it comes to fitness, it's sort of hard to tell. He thinks that'll become more clear if she's having some problems there during the rest of the races here in Russia.
Nathaniel, Keegan worked 8 years toward this goal. What have you heard about how she seems to be handling this disappointment?
You know, I saw her talking with her husband right after she finished and, just looked a little bit shocked. And one of my colleagues said, they saw her in tears and clearly distraught. But then, she went through the whole media rigmarole. I did talk to her briefly. She said she had to give the same answers about 10 times. But then she actually stuck around all the way through the end of the race, even though she wasn't competing, because one of her teammates made it all the way to this final round and actually was kind of in medal contention, though she ended up kind of getting caught up in a crash. And was sort of out there smiling, talking with her teammates. And, I think there's no doubt that this is sort of totally devastating, but she's a professional. And I think, one of the things her coach said, and we kind of talked about this, is that, I think she spent a huge amount of time preparing to win this race, but I think as part of that, also some of the preparation was preparing in the event that she didn't win the race.
Keegan's Olympics aren't over. What will she compete in next?
Well, there are a couple other events in which the U.S. actually has a shot at a medal. Certainly not, this was kind of the event where Keegan really was the favorite, or at least among two favorites. And, this was the best shot. But then the team sprint is another event where the Americans will be pretty strong. And much later in the games, one of the last events is the relay, where you have four women who each ski a leg of 5 kilometers. And the American women right now, they're extremely deep, and there's the potential for those guys to be in contention for sure.
Keegan is 31. The skate style sprint won't be back for another 8 years. Do you think this is it for her, or could she come back again?
I haven't talked to Keegan about that. I talked to her coach about that a little bit today, and he was a little cagey. It sounds like I think Keegan talked to Beth Bragg with the Daily News earlier this week or earlier this winter, and she may have mentioned something about wanting to race on the circuit while starting a family and maybe having a child. And so what Eric Flora, her coach, told me today was that, you know, she wants to keep racing and that, you know, we're likely to see her continue race in some form. She's improved a lot in the other disciplines, in the other types of races over the last few years. And I think it's not reasonable to think about seeing her at the next Olympics in four more years, even though there's not her preferred skate sprint. She could be a good enough classic sprinter by then. That's what Eric was kind of pondering today. So yeah, that remains to be seen.
Anchorage Daily News reporter Nathaniel Herz is covering cross-country skiing in Sochi for ADN and FasterSkier.com.